You are now watching an 88.5 Live at South by Southwest edition of our interview and performance series. My name is Byron Gonzalez, and today I'm joined by the great Charlie Hickey. How are you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Good to have you here. Thank you for doing this again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So is this your first time at South by?
It is my first time at South by.
Sweet. What are your first impressions?
I mean, it's been so far, we got in yesterday at like 11, so far it's been pretty chill, but like things are gonna start picking up tonight. We have our first show tonight.
Nice.
And yeah, but it's been really fun so far. It's like just a cool like scene to witness, you know.
Right, there's just so much craziness. People are walking by. Yeah. You see people performing on the street sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It feels very lively.
Nice. And besides yourself, are you looking forward to seeing any other performers, any other artists, any other maybe little installations or anything?
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing all my label mates play tonight. We're all playing a show together. Muna and Claude and Sloppy Jane. But cool. Also really looking forward to seeing Perfume Genius tomorrow night.
Oh, I didn't even realize that. That's a good one to check out.
Yeah, they're a big fan of those guys.
They're magnificent.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a brand new album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if... Is it announced?
Yes.
It's announced.
Yeah.
Cool, we're good.
Yeah, we're good.
It's Nervous at Night. Mm-hmm. You released your single not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But you've been releasing music since 2020, at least that's as far as I saw it. You probably were releasing music before then.
Yeah, before then a little bit. I self-released some EPs like when I was in high school, but they're not available anymore. You've got to
Know you back then.
Yeah, you got to hit one of my friends up or something and get them to send it to you.
So I want to know, like, how do you think your music has evolved from some of your early releases to right now to your new album?
I mean, just like besides the fact that I think I'm just like a more like mature, like sentient person now. it's like, I think like the type of like songwriting I like and like the types of things that I value in a song sort of changed, which is more like where like a while ago I might have like valued more sort of like fancy like chords or imagery or something. I've like the music that inspires me now is a lot more straightforward and like just like emotionally resonant. So I feel like that's like my kind of my goal right now in terms of writing songs.
That's beautiful.
And yeah.
I heard your single Nervous at Night. It sounds very personal. It also seems like you take a lot of your own life, maybe just the day to day. When you're writing songs or maybe when you're living your day to day, like it sounds, do you take out your phone? You're like, oh, that sounds like a good lyric. Or do you just stand in your room one day and just write it all out?
I'll like scribble like notes down in my notes app. Do that sometimes. It's not a very like romantic like way of writing songs, but I usually write in notes app and voice memos, and yeah, I like sometimes will like sit down and be like, I'm gonna write right now, or like me and my friend will get together and we'll try to write together. But other times we'll just like come very randomly.
Okay. I mean that's how an artist's mind works, right?
Yeah
just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
How would you say if someone is first time ever like trying to check out Charlie Hickey, what would you say that a person of how you sound like your elevator pitch?
I guess like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how to answer this without being obnoxious.
Do it. Sometimes you gotta just hit it on the head.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like traditional songwriting, like folk music a lot, but then like I also love like pop music and like more current stuff. So I feel like maybe I've sort of, what I'm trying to do at least is like write songs that are based in tradition that like also feel like very current and like.
You know what I would tell him? I would tell him your music is very melancholic, but also very introspective with a little tinge of pop.
Yeah, that seems right as well.
There you go. I just gave you your elevator pitch.
Let's go with that.
What are you most excited about with your new album, Nervous at Night? Like, what are you waiting for? You're like, oh, I can't wait to release it because this is on it or because this sounds on it.
I'm just excited for it to be out. Like, I've been sitting on it for a long time, but also really excited to play it live, like, with a full band, because, like, a lot of the arrangements and stuff are a bit more dense and, like, than my, like, first EP, so it'll be, like, really fun to try to execute those live.
Nice. And just for our audience, can you give us the date of the release?
Oh, yeah, May 21st.
May 21st. Yeah. Well, Charlie Hickey, I know you have your guitar ready. Mm-hmm. What's the song you're going to be performing for us right now?
I'm going to play Nervous at Night.
All right. This is 88.5 Live at South by Southwest. Take it away.
I was in the right place at the right time. You needed someone, you got the wrong guy. Catch and release, went swimming. When something good is happening, I feel like it's an accident. Don't think I can pull it off again. I don't drive, I don't have a car. I'll still meet you wherever you are. Any price for the ride, living like a rich man. Didn't ask me to, but I swear that I can. Can't keep throwing rocks up at your window. I just can't keep standing in your front yard. And you sleep like a dog. I'm not gonna see it tonight. Pretty sure that I could live without you. I'd rather just stay home and talk about you the way that I see you. Before I say anything, nervous at night and in the morning. I feel sick, I must have always been. Wish I could say it was something you did. But I know wishes don't exist. They're just songs about lives that no one lives. You just want something till you stop wanting it. I don't drive, I don't have a car. I'll still meet you wherever you are. Any price for the ride, living like a rich man. Didn't ask me to, but I swear that I can. Can't keep throwing rocks up at your window. I just can't keep standing in your front yard. You sleep like a dog. I'm not gonna see you tonight. Pretty sure that I could live without you. I'd rather just stay home and talk about you the way that I see you. Before I say anything, do you ever get nervous? Do you ever get everything? Can't keep throwing rocks up at your window. I just can't keep standing in your front yard. It feels like you died. If I don't see you tonight, pretty sure that I could live without you. I'd rather just stay home and talk about you the way that I see you. Before I say anything, I like the way that I see you.
this here before I say anything.
Hey, I'm Charlie Hickey. I'm a singer-songwriter from Los Angeles, and I'm going to play my new song, Dandelions, off of my new record, Nervous at Night.
Fell asleep in a theater seat, water bottle full of wine. I was dreaming of sentimental stuff, like blowing on dandelions. On the corner, on the shelf, 12 rules for life by a Canadian doctor advocating for good posture, who would overdose on clonopin next year this time. I'm all wound up again. Waking up in my childhood bed, pouring the coffee, saying sorry to my sister, taking up too much space with my little worries. Told her I hated my life. I guess that was melodramatic. I don't like it, but it's not like I would ever stop trying. I'm all wound up again. On a plane to the Midwest to visit someone that I just met. Always been scared of flying, even more scared of arriving. I don't know what to expect, but I've been getting hurt would hurt less than just wondering what she's thinking of my childhood bed. Ooh, I just wanna see a new color. Then the water, do something impossible, do something impossible, do something impossible. Not a fallen child.